بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Terrorist attack in Shah Cheragh Shrine disgraced the hypocritical black-hearted Americans. This is the part of Imam Khamenei's speech in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Tuesday, December 20, 2022, which was delivered when he met with a number of the families of the martyrs who were murdered in the Shah Cheragh terrorist attack. The tragic yet glorious tragedy that took place in the holy shrine of Ahmad ibn Musa Shah Cheragh, peace be upon him, is one that will remain permanently in history. The enemy's culpability in this case is different from many other acts of terrorism that have taken place inside the country. Sometimes they attack a military unit. On another occasion, they might target a political group. This is one matter. But then they attack a number of pilgrims. It is not a political gathering, nor is it a battlefield. It is a place for making a pilgrimage. It is a place for seeking nearness to Allah, to God. People went there from different places, from Tehran, from Hamadan, from Gilan province, from Shiraz itself, from Kokiluye and Boyer Ahmad province, to plead with God, to have a quiet moment with God, and to confine in the friends of God. Then they were attacked like that.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The enemy was totally disgraced in this case. Who is this enemy? Is the one who committed this crime the only enemy? He obviously is an enemy. He is a criminal. He is a treacherous criminal. But he was not the only one. There were people who were backing him. They say it was the Daesh, ISIS. Well, yes, but who created ISIS or Daesh? Who created this dangerous creature? The US has clearly stated that they created ISIS. They explicitly stated this. Not now, 7 or 8 years ago, they said they created Daesh. They are guilty, the ones who are holding up the flag of human rights. May God curse these black-hearted, wretched liars. They act in that way, but they speak in a different manner about human rights, the rights of women, and about various issues concerning humanities. They say one thing, but act in a different manner. They were disgraced. They are totally hypocrites. And a person who is a hypocrite is an unbeliever. And an unbeliever is God's enemy. They are God's enemies. Those people are unbelievers, hypocrites, and the enemies of God. They were disgraced in the tragedy that took place in Shah Cheragh Shrine.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.